Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, you're familiar?
Customer support.
Okay. And
I was
what for
returning your
work?
call.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of you because I have a fraudulent charge from you guys that I didn't authorize.
Okay, so I'd be happy to see why were you charged. I need your zip code and first and last name.
The name is Dennis Antrim. That's Antrim. And zip code 72751.
Okay. One moment while I locate an account.
Okay.
Okay, and the account is pulling up here. I need you to verify the full shipping address.
My mailing address?
Yes, sir.
It'd be P.O. Box 324, Pea Ridge, Arkansas, 72751. And
Yes.
I talked to my debit card company just a while ago, and they're probably trying to get a hold of you here pretty soon. Because I tried yesterday and couldn't get no answer, and then again today.
Okay, so you already filed a dispute.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I show here where on how everything did come about. It was on September the 22nd when you paid the $5.74 for an opportunity to win our drill set.
Now this one was on 11/29. It was
Yes,
for
sir.
$67.32.
And the reason why you were charged to 67.32 is because when you elected to get that or enter into that drill entry, it did state via the terms that you were going to be charged. It was like a monthly membership that comes with it. You're going to be charged 67.32 monthly, but in return you'll receive a $125 voucher.
No, I don't want that.
Well, I can get the account canceled out.
Yeah, cancel that account out. And I'd like to get my money back.
Okay. Okay, so I have successfully gotten the account canceled out, and in regards to the 6732, we could do a 50% refund.
It is going to be refunded.
I'm a 50%.
No, I need it 100% refunded. Because I even sent you guys an email over a week ago and hadn't heard back from you guys. As soon as I noticed it, the charge was on there.
Oh,
I
yes,
sent the
sir.
email on. I sent the email on the 3rd, I believe. That was what, 4 days after I noticed the charge was on there.
Oh, yes, sir. So, as a courtesy, we'll be happy to refund the $67.32. And just with you stating that you did already file a dispute with your bank, now your bank
Yep.
has to be on the line in order for us to fully refund the $67.32. But we will do the refund.
Okay. So that they've got to call you still?
Well, you can do a three-way call with them, us, and you, and they'll verify that the dispute has been dropped, and we'll refund while they're on the line.
Well, I don't know how to do a three-way call.
Yes, well, that's going to be the only way that we can. Do you have a smart? You can just hit add caller. Maybe you have a smart, like a iPhone or something.
I got an Android phone, but Can you call him from the number I got? Or if...
Wait, I can't make any outbound calls. Do you have like a secondary phone, maybe a landline?
No, I'm in the hospital.
Well, yeah. So I mean, in order for us to do the full refund of the 6732, your bank would just have to be on the line, and then they'll verify that they'll drop to the street and we'll refund you.
Okay. Well, I know this. They said they'd be getting a hold of you. So I guess I can just wait for them to get a hold of you.
Okay. Well, I do have the confirmation number that the account was canceled. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie.
Yep.
262-909-439.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling the customer support.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.